Hello, Sparrow, and thank you so much for meeting tonight.
Thank you for being here with me.
To start, could you please tell us who you are more exactly?
We are mostly from planets Era and Temet that are revolving around the sun Taygeta in the Messier 45, M45 star system Pleiades, the Seven Sisters, that is 422 light years away. We are a task force of nearly 18,000 Taygetans in several ships.
What dimension are you from?
We come from the fifth density. We prefer to call it densities than dimensions. However, all outside Earth is fifth density anyway. It's only Earth that is artificially kept in the super dense third density. The normal universe is all fifth density. Having said that, we don't observe those densities as people on Earth do. We observe everything as a whole. One gradient of softly raising frequencies as a whole, not separate densities as if they had a wall between them. Those ideas are an Earth concept only.
We will definitely talk about densities in more depth in the future, as this subject fascinates me. Now, you said you were about 18,000 Taygetans in several ships. Are you in the orbit of planet Earth permanently, or moving around between various places? And how far from Earth are you stationed?
The ships are placed on several orbit height, depending on the individual task of each ship. This one is at 490,000 kilometers orbit. The big ones are mostly stationary. The smaller ones are moving all over the place.
What are the tasks of these different ships?
Some ships are command and control, from where everything is monitored, organized, and controlled. Leadership is in them. There are two such ships. This is one of them. Others are dedicated to enforce the blockade. One of them is a science ship. And there are also several smaller agile ships to do multiple tasks. And then there are also the most numerous ones, and these are shuttles to go to and from the ships. These are mostly discoidal or box-shaped.
Can you expand on what you mean by ships that are dedicated to enforce the blockade?
We stop ships from leaving Earth or from going into Earth without a clear motive to do so. This to prevent hostile forces from entering and reinforcing the negative ones on Earth. Also, to stop the negative ones from smuggling people from Earth to be sold as slaves or as meat to eat in several black marketplaces, especially on Orion and Zeta Reticuli. The blockade is enforced mostly by three races: Taygetans in command and control, Alphratans from Alpha Centauri, and Antarians.
I would like to ask two things. Are the small moving ships the ones that can be seen by us here mostly? The so-called UFOs, some of them?
Yes.
And then you said you monitor ships going in and out. Now, this is probably also another topic, but what about the secret space program ships? Have they left the Earth as they claim they have? They bypassed your blockade?
There are many ships. Some are in areas like S4, Area 51, but most of the big ones are on the moon and under Federation control. The US space program has lost all its large ships.
Does it mean at some point they did leave Earth?
Yes, they did. In the 60s, all the way up to the year 2008, when Asket knocked them all out in a space battle, captured them.
Okay, you said you stop ships leaving Earth. What ships leave Earth? Are you referring to the secret space program ones?
Some of the remaining ones are SSP. Others are reptilian or tall white or Maitre, tall gray ships. There is a lot of traffic here.
Okay, let's leave SSP for another topic then, as it is a big one too. You said everything around Earth is fifth density. Are your ships in the fifth density too, when they are close to Earth?
Everything outside Earth is in fifth density.
How far out from Earth does it begin to be fifth density?
The Van Allen belts mark the barrier.
How can we see those ships if they are in the fifth? Or are they below the Van Allen belts?
I have a problem describing them here. They are fighter ships, and I am reluctant to call them like that because they sound very belligerent. And yes, many are below the belts. Many are on the surface, landed, or a low-level flight, and all variants in between. When ufologists say they saw a plasma ship, it's not the ship itself what they are seeing. It's the ionization that occurs in the atmosphere when the presence of a starship's engine superheats and ionizes the air's molecules. In short, what they are seeing, it's the ship's exhaust pipe. This is the Black Knight satellite. There are 19 of these. They are Alfratan L-class fighters. They stay in low Earth orbit, nose down, like a bird of prey, looking for Cabal, Reptilian, or other negative ships.
Are more people coming from different places in Pleiades? Or mainly from the planets you mentioned?
Mainly, but not incarnating. They mostly go in using full immersion technology. They do the same as we do, but as they see fit. However, we all must follow the same rules.
What is an immersion technology?
A computerized virtual reality where you hack into the digital matrix that controls Earth. You appear and function as a human when you are not. You go in there for a mission or a purpose.
Wow, I definitely want to know more about that program at some point. Now, you are biological human-looking beings, right?
Yes, we are, from the same Illyrian branch. Our main differences are the 12-strand, 24-chromosome DNA, and as a result of this difference, our nervous system is different, as well as the sexual organs mainly. It's nearly all related to the nervous system, where the nerve voltage is a lot higher than with humans, and the brain has no cerebral lobes, no right and left brain, it's all one mass. We think holographically, understanding duality with no conflict between hemispheres, as it occurs with most Earth people. We also can see in the dark, as cats do. This is also because of a higher nervous system efficiency, and all our senses are heightened as well. We hardly get tired when running because our recovery time is a lot faster. This is because of added mitochondrial efficiency processing oxygen, and also because of a higher oxygen level in our planet's and ship's internal atmosphere. We are at 78 oxygen, 20% nitrogen, 2% other gases. When on Earth, you are at roughly 78 nitrogen, 20% oxygen, and 2% other gases. We are inverted. And also we have no skeletal problems, or they are rare, because our gravity is at 80%, 0.8, than that on Earth, in our planet, and in the settings of the artificial gravity in the ships.
How do you learn our language?
By telepathic download and some practice. As we pass information in bulk between all of us here, it's quite easy to learn a new language. Most of us speak fluently more than 10 Earth languages.
Okay, I understand you are mostly women.
Our population is roughly 75% female, yes.
Why is it mostly women? What happened to yin and yang?
We don't know the answer ourselves. There are many theories. It's more of a 50-50% when you look at it from a reproduction-only point of view, as most women that are in excess are very old and not interested in having a mate.
To be clear, old but still in a 20-year-old body, yes?
Some older women in a 20-year-old body and others in older-looking bodies. It all depends on what they want to look like. The reason why most babies are female is also coming from the spirit side, so cloning doesn't work. Because there is no one to inhabit a male body if most souls are interested in being female. everything here is for women, nearly everything. It's easier to have a project as a woman because you are more respected in a professional manner. This shouldn't be, I know, but it's how it is. A woman is very respected in science and art circles, and men not so much so, because Tibetan men are mostly interested in love and relationships, romance and sports entertainment, and rarely in science and politics, as an example. So even if there are many more women here, most are not interested in men, when the men, nearly all, are interested in women. So it is balanced.
What is your native language? What is it similar to?
Our native language is Tibetan Pleiadian, similar to Earth Navajo language, with a touch of Japanese. The language is verbal telepathic. This means that individual words are loaded with extensive telepathic data and meanings. Each word is a vehicle for the telepathic load. We talk with our mouths, like you do, but as we talk, we also load details to our words, passing close to 1,000% more data than a normal Earth language does per phrase.
Wow! I love Native American language, by the way.
That's because it comes from Tibetan, because of the influence we had there with Native American cultures.
I see. Can it be said that you are from our future? Because some contactees contact with beings from the future, as they say.
That needs a very long explanation. There is no future. It's all occurring now. It's just your perception and your frequency that determines what you are experiencing in your now. In one way or another, yes, it can be said that we are from the future, but not from Earth. We are not Earth humans from the future.
Yes, those concepts are always very difficult for us to understand. Okay, so you are not Earth humans from the future, not time travelers, not us traveling back in time, as some people claim.
Well, essentially, to travel through space using a warp drive engine is time traveling.
Yes, I understand that. But I mean, you are not Earth people that advanced several hundred of years and came back, right?
Right, we are not. We are kin, both from Lyrian descent. But we are another race, another people, another culture.
You and humans here are both of Lyrian descent?
Yes, as well as many countless other civilizations with human-looking people in them. Lyrians are the oldest known human-looking race.